The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner in the studio with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant this morning, and Craig Montana, as always, running the studio for us. And we, of course, have our 800 number just for you, so you can call us toll-free anywhere from the continental USA and ask us questions. That's the whole idea of the program. So here's our number. I'll give it out during the program as well. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. And Jamie, markets so far have been looking pretty good this morning. We had some decent jobs numbers that came out.
Yeah, we had talked about before the show that, we get conflicting information sometimes, but yeah, the markets right now are all up, both the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ. All of them are on the green side this morning. The Dow's up almost 60 points, the S&P a little over 3, and the NASDAQ up over 15. So right now, everything's in the green.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as we mentioned many times, you should be happy about that if you happen to own the particular investments that are in those particular things.
Yeah, the parts of those things.
Yeah, if you own one of the 30 stocks that the Dow involves, you should be happy.
Yeah, so we're going to have a little conversation today about what if you don't have some of those and you're unhappy.
Yeah, I mean, there are some strategies to talk about. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, so we're going to take a look at some advice from some folks that do nothing but give that kind of advice after looking at charts ad infinitum on all of those things in prior years and lots of prior years, et cetera, et cetera. Also, what do you do if you have a particular investment, a stock in particular, that's down? I mean, what do you do?
What should you do? Yeah, we'll talk about some strategies.
What are your choices and why, right?
Yeah, because we get that question a lot. Because even if the market's up today, not everything in your portfolio is probably going to be up. There are going to be some things that may be down. And we'll talk a little bit about some things you may want to look at regarding that. We got a lot of information today. The purpose of the show, as we like to tell you, is to give you information to help you in your everyday financial life. And we've got some information that I think you're going to find helpful regarding the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that. And don't run away. It's really good information. Some good information about some things that are going on in the insurance industry.
Yep.
And then also some really good information, a personal story regarding someone when it came time to enroll in some of their company benefits.
Yeah, what they didn't enroll in because it was a little pricey. And it ended up really costing them. So we don't want you to make that goof up. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from this break. And also talk to a couple of realtors here in the last few days. And what are they saying? What are they seeing out there in the real estate market?
It's out there.
It is out there. So what parts of it are out there that you might want to be aware of? And for all of you out there who are ladies listening this morning, do you know that some of the biggest success stories for women, those particular women, I've got six of them, who actually made their big bucks, hit the big score after they were 40 years old? So don't ever count yourself out. That's right. Don't ever count yourself out. So we're doing a little bit of big names that you will recognize. So you never say quit on all these things. So we'll have a little bit of inspirational information as well. Meantime, you got a question about something? IRAs, 401ks, college savings plans, you name it. Glad to help you out. Here's our number. While we're in the break, you can call us if you're shy. So we'll talk to you one-on-one on the phone while the commercials are playing. Here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. The Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. We'll be right back.
Barte Chiropractic in Brenham has two big announcements. First, Barte Chiropractic is now part of the Scott & White PPO, HMO, and Senior Care Networks, so you can use your Scott & White insurance. Second, Barte Chiropractic announces that for a very limited time, they're offering a $49 new patient special. For $49, you will be examined by Dr. Ron Barte. Get x-rays if needed, and Dr. Barte will discuss your condition and treatment options. If you're suffering from back pain, neck or shoulder pain, or pain down the back of your leg, chiropractic care may be the answer. There's no reason you should hurt doing the things you love, like working on your lawn or garden, or playing golf. To take advantage of this limited time offer of just $49 for your new patient examination, x-rays if necessary, and consultation, call Barte Chiropractic today at 979-836-5591. Visit them at 352 Stonehill Drive in Brenham or at BarteChiropractic.com. This offer does not include Medicare.
Are you ready to roll this season? Washington County Tractor in Brenham and WC Tractor in Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy are, and that's why they're offering 0% financing for up to 72 months or cash back on just about every New Holland tractor or hay equipment in stock. You usually have what you need in stock, and now is a perfect time to buy. Stop by Washington County Tractor in Brenham or WC Tractor in Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy today. We're New Holland smart and ready to help you get rolling.
Washington County Tractor. People and products to you.
Cruzy Village, Brenham's only full-service retirement community, offering independent living cottages and apartments with lush landscapes and secluded courtyards. Assisted living at La Roche Manor for help with daily activities and nursing care at the Cruzy Healthcare Center, specializing in rehabilitation and private pay. Call today at 979-830-1996 for more information or to schedule a tour. Cruzy Village is truly a complete retirement community that can assist you in whatever stage of life you're in. Call 979-830-1996. Cruzy Village is a strong supporter of the youth and Brenham sports teams.
The City of Brenham announces great activities at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Coming up on Thursday, June 4th, is Floats and Flicks, featuring Dolphin Tail 2. Come early to swim on Thursday from 2 till 7. Floats and Flicks begins at 7 with a movie starting at 8:30. Bring a float to stay in the pool during the movie. The leisure pool will open for the summer with regular daily hours on June 8th. Enjoy this summer at the Bluebell Aquatic Center Leisure Pool, 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham. And don't forget, Floats and Flicks on Thursday, June 4th.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astro sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Family Motorsports and Toys, Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, TDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Culligan Water Conditioners, The Truck Center, Fireplaces, etc., and J5 Tractors. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280. Your Houston Astros connection.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial Group. Offices in Central Texas, right here in Brenham, on Main Street across from the courthouse, and another one about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area in Houston. Glad to help you either place. We have folks who come out from Brenham and go there. They've got either homes there or kids there or something, and come in and out, or we'll see you right here in our office in Brenham. All you have to do, if you want to come in for the free review, and so many people do that, Jamie, all you have to do is give us a call at the office.
Absolutely. You can give us a call at
979-836-2903.
I'm reaching that age where I get those.
Yeah, we got to look at our notes.
Those little brain things that happen. But 979-836-2903 to give us a call at the office.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have talked a little bit about long-term care off and on over the last several days. And it's just such a big topic because so many of us are hitting our our 40s and our 50s and 60s and on like that. And, you know, it's such a big part of financial planning because it's part of an overall strategy, just like any kind of health insurance is, or dental insurance or disability coverage, any of those things, life insurance, you know, all of these things. It's not just about what you have in your 401k or your IRA, but how do you protect yourself from possible damaging things that can happen when it's your health and sometimes not taking advantage of things that maybe even your employer offers can really be a devastating impact. And we want to start with a story here. I know, Jamie, you were telling me about this before we got to the radio station this morning, but you actually know of somebody who had a, what, long-term care plan option in their benefits package at their employer?
Well, in this particular case, it actually had to do with disability insurance.
Oh, disability, okay.
You know, and disability insurance and long-term care insurance are similar, but they're different. But in this particular case, we want to talk about disability coverage because most of you probably have the opportunity when you enroll in your company benefits to enroll in different types of programs that are available. It could be life insurance, and then some of the other options that generally are available are what called short-term disability coverage and long-term disability coverage. And in this particular case, this is somebody who is in their mid-30s. They had the opportunity to enroll in their company benefits, and they were doing very, very well as typical family, two kids, wife, making a really decent income. And in his particular case, in his family history, his dad had died at age 50 and did not have any life insurance in place when he died. And so his family struggled for a long, long time because they didn't have the assets. And so he was familiar with the fact that he wanted, he said, when I get to have my own family, I'm never going to reach the point where I have no life insurance. And so he had plenty of life insurance in place, and the life insurance that was offered through his employer, he made sure he checked the box. He wanted that life insurance too. And the company offered short-term disability insurance, which was good for 6 months. But another option that they had was to get long-term care insurance, which takes over after the short-term disability goes away. So if you're disabled for more than 6 months, you need that long-term care insurance. And he didn't get it because it was going to cost him $150 a month, or about $75 a paycheck. And he said, you know, I'm young. I don't think I'll ever have to worry about being disabled. The job that I have is a white-collar job. He didn't think he would ever need it. And lo and behold, at age 36, he was diagnosed with brain cancer. And fortunately for him and his family, they were able to operate, and he was in, went into remission. But the surgery caused him to have a stroke. And so for 3 years, he was disabled and couldn't function or do work.
Wow.
So they went through all of their savings, all of their college, all the college money that they had set aside for the children for college, all of those different things. And so simply because he did not check the box for long-term care insurance because he didn't think he would need it because he was so young and he didn't want to spend what was really a nominal amount of money for the long-term care insurance, his family went through everything that they had. And now he ended up going back to work, but then because he'd had the stroke, he started having seizures.
Oh, dear.
So they had to do more surgery. So I guess, you know, in this particular case, the point being, what he's done now is he lost his job, but now he does public speaking and goes around as a coach trying to tell people what his experience has been and how important it is to make sure that you have all of your bases covered. And we don't think about disability coverage very often because most people think like he did, that you know, you're young, you don't need that coverage, nothing's going to happen to me. But, you know, his case may be an extreme case because I can hear you saying, well, what are the chances of me getting brain cancer? Well, it could be anything.
Yeah, you could have a traffic accident.
A traffic accident. That's the one that happens the most often, is how you have a traffic accident that keeps you from being able to do whatever your particular occupation is, and you're out of work. And you have to remember, say, well, the company will take care of me. No, they won't. The company is in business to stay in business.
Sure.
And if you're not able to do your job, there's no requirement for them to keep you on and just pay you a paycheck out of the goodness of their heart. Maybe they'll do that, but I wouldn't count on that.
Yeah.
And so when it comes time to enroll in benefits, you and I talk a lot about enrollment periods, and those are going to be coming up this fall when it comes to, you know, your 401k plan, what your options are on the health insurance. You need to take a good look and see what everything is that's available to you. And I'll tell you what, getting long-term disability through your group coverage is a lot cheaper than it would be getting it on an individual basis. And so you need to take a look at that and make sure that your family's protected so that you don't have to go through something like this family did.
Yeah. So, and especially if you're a single parent, that's a hugely important thing. We have a lot of people who are taking care of their kids. I know some people who are actually taking care of their grandkids, and these folks are not at Medicare age, and they're not at Social Security age yet. Maybe they're in their late 50s or something like that, and they're the breadwinners, and they're taking care of grandkids. So if you have that situation where you're responsible for others, please look at that possibility, because a lot of employers do have this. They've got this policy that they take a little bit out of your paychecks. A lot of them are not $150 like this guy's was, but you know, some of them are like $10, $15, $20 a month or whatever it may be to get short-term disability coverage if you need that, or the long-term disability coverage. But at least look into that possibility. That's just a way of keeping things safer for you and your family should something happen.
And it's important to be able to distinguish because a lot of employers do offer short-term disability. And I've talked to individuals who tell me, yeah, I've got disability coverage, thinking they have disability coverage with that short-term disability. But that's only good for a limited period of time.
Yeah, usually up to, what, about 6 months?
6 months is generally the maximum amount of time that it's offered. It could be 3 months. The longest I've ever seen is a year, but that's really unusual. And the other thing to think about, too, is if you go ahead and sign up for that group disability long-term and you're a highly compensated employee, generally group benefits like that are limited in the amount of money that they're going to pay. And so you need to supplement the group policy with an individual policy to make sure that your family is able to continue the lifestyle that they're used to. There's so many different things to think about when it comes to disability coverage. It's one of the most overlooked things when it comes to protecting you or your family or your business. Disability coverage is really important when it comes to buy-sell agreements.
Yes.
A lot of times what we'll see is buy-sell agreements funded with life insurance. But what happens if one of the individuals involved in the buy-sell agreement gets disabled?
That's for business owners.
For business owners. What do you do then? Do you just keep them on? They're not producing anything for the company anymore. Well, economically, it simply makes sense to go ahead and have a disability policy in place so that everybody's protected, all the families are protected, the business is protected. And so that's one of the things you need to think about when it comes to, as a business owner, is you need to look at disability buyout.
So there are different layers to things. I know a lot of times we focus on long-term care policies or life insurance policies and those kind of things. Those are all important, of course. But again, you know, for many people, just take a look, ask about any employee benefits that you have an opportunity to get. And some of you also even have long-term care policies that are like a big group kind of an offering where it's a relatively inexpensive kind of thing. So these are the things that kind of are the underpinnings of whatever is going on in your life, right?
Yeah, and I mean, we've attended a lot of these meetings, and we see the faces on there. Oh, no, another one. They're trying to sell me something, or I'm going to this meeting. I don't understand any of it. I'm just not going to pay attention. Your mind is on something else, but those are really important meetings to find out everything that's available to you anytime you change jobs or get a job, whatever it happens to be, that's a really crucial time period in your financial life, seeing what benefits you have available to you through your employer.
Yeah, so please don't ignore that one. It's not just health, dental, and eyeglass vision coverage, right? So take a look at those things, and for a few bucks a month, it could make a huge difference for you at your job, at your workplace.
And since we're talking about disability coverage and you had mentioned long-term care, I'll go ahead and throw out some facts for you. You know, part of your retirement planning should be, how am I going to handle long-term care expenses?
Mm-hmm.
One out of two people are going to need long-term care benefits sometime during their lifetime. And so when it comes to retirement planning, the chances are good that you or someone you know or someone you care about is going to need long-term care benefits. Either, and how are y'all going to pay for it? Well, one of the ways that, of course, out there is when you do it with insurance. If you don't do it with insurance, this will give you an idea of how much money is paid for long-term care expenses.
Ooh.
In 2014, long-term care insurers paid out $7.5 billion with a B. $7.5 billion in claimed benefits for long-term care coverage. So what that means is the insurers paid out that $7.5 billion, which means that there's $7.5 billion in assets that didn't have to be spent on long-term care expenses.
Mm-hmm. So
that's how you have to think.
That's individuals, right?
You didn't
have to come up with together that $7.5 billion.
That's right.
For long-term care.
Again,
the companies did it. The insurers did it.
So lots of families, lots of couples probably saved their financial life because they had planned in their retirement on how they were going to cover those long-term care expenses, and one of the ways to do that is within some type of insurance coverage.
So, again, we're just talking about basic stuff here.
Yeah.
About protecting
the assets that
your
you
stuff.
Have.
Yes, and protecting your loved ones, right? That's the whole idea. A lot of different products to do that with, by the way, out there.
There are.
And so please remember that we do have the free review. If you're looking at possibilities, if you're looking at traditional long-term care coverage versus other types of long-term care programs, whether they're life insurance or annuity-based types of products, how do those work? How do you compare those things? Also, if you've got life insurance policies and you've had those a long time, you don't know if you still need them, is there a cash value in there? What happens? Should you cash it in? Should you not? Whatever. All of these different questions come up during our lifetimes. And you know what? If you want to run it by us, that's what we have the free review for as well. We help you look at things with some fresh eyes. And frankly, with some eyes that see this stuff all the time.
That's right.
That can help you.
You know, and have you, to get a perspective on how important it is, Congress has done some things to make it a more attractive for you to take this responsibility on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because the government does not want to take on that additional responsibility of long-term care expenses. And so they've done some things tax-wise that make it beneficial for you to do it on your own. And so they're very, very concerned about it. And there are lots of things out there. I'm still amazed because we do talk about it, how many of you are not aware of the different things that are available to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, that's what we're here for.
So do take advantage of the free review. Let me give you, before we go to the commercial break here, let me give you our office phone number, and I'll give it again after we come back from this commercial break. But it's very important to at least find out about stuff. The free review is a great opportunity to do that. And here's our office number, 979-836-2903. 836-2903, and Sharon's there. You can give her a call and say, look, I just want to set up a time, and let's sit down and just go over things. That's the whole idea, right? Okay. When we come back, we'll take another check on the markets, and what is the one thing that might help you ride out stock market corrections? It doesn't always go up. We all know that. So what is the big thing all of the analysts, and they question a bunch of them, what do they all say? What should you do? There is one big thing that they all agreed on, amazingly. So what is that? We're going to pass that info along to you. And six women who made it big, but not until after they were 40 years old. Who are they? And maybe you should pay some attention, male or female, to that story as well. So that, plus, of course, we'll take your questions, phone calls during the break here. If you want to talk to us right now, we have an 800 number for you, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. I'm Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner. Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant, sitting here in the studio with me. Craig Montana will get your call through right now. Stay with us. The Money Makeover Show. We'll be right back.
Termites. Every day is that time of the year in the Brenham-Bryan College Station area. Hi, I'm Larry with Intech Pest Management. At Intech, we have over 75 years of experience in controlling termites, roaches, ants, and rodents. Whether you need to control an existing problem or prevent pests from occurring, please call Intech Pest Management at 830-0909 or 846-0611. Intech is proud to have been voted favorite pest control each year by the Brenham Banner Press Review. At Intech Pest Management, we want to be your pest control company.
KWHI 1280 is currently airing a promotion called Summer Sequelitis. Winners are selected randomly by being the correct caller. Employees of KWHI and their immediate family members are not eligible to participate. Sponsors of Summer Sequelitis and their immediate family members are not eligible to win. By playing, you agree to the use of your voice or image by KWHI 1280 on the air during the contest or on promotional ads. By calling the KWHI contest line, you agree to the recording and use of your voice on air as part of the contest and in promotion. Ads. If you are a winner on KWHI, you can only win one prize per family every 30 days. Prizes not claimed after 30 days become property of KWHI 1280. KWHI and promotional sponsors are not responsible for expenses incurred other than ones stated in promotion. Prizes won on KWHI 1280 cannot be resold. KWHI is not responsible for any injury, either emotional or physical, while participating in promotional contests. A printed copy of these rules are available at the KWHI office at 223 East Main Street in Brenham.
Would you like to be a member of a club where you can swim, play golf, and enjoy social activities with family and friends? The Brenham Country Club's membership drive is going on now, with some openings available at each level of membership. The annual golfing membership includes golf, swimming, and clubhouse activities. Or choose the social membership or just the swim membership. Find out more online at brenhamcc.com or call 836-1733 today. Enjoy the summer more with a membership to the Brenham Country Club, 3 miles east of Brenham on Highway 105.
Join friendly country KWHI and Mary Jeanette from the Brenham High School 2015 graduation ceremonies on Saturday, June 6th at 8 p.m. This live broadcast from Cub Stadium is sponsored by Blinn College, Daystar Christian Bookstore, Brenham Office Supply, the MIC Group, Sonic Drive-In, Brenham Tire and Auto, and DDM Pipe and Steel. If you can't be there, you can still feel like you're there when you tune into Friendly Country KWHI with Mary Jeanette for the live broadcast of the Brenham High School graduation ceremonies this Saturday.
AM 1280 KWHI has news for you. News for You is up-to-the-minute headlines from around the nation and world, as well as commentary, human interest stories, and humor in 5 minutes. It's everything you need to stay informed. Join me, David Weiss, with News for You 3 times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 5:20 p.m. to be informed and entertained. It's a unique spin on the news every weekday with me, David Weiss, right here on AM 1280 KWHI, where the news comes first. After all, it's news for you.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. And let me give you again, as I said I would, our office phone number. If you've got questions, don't have time to call in this morning, you're busy running around, write this down so you can call us later at the office. You can go by our website and leave us a question, which is moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com. But you can always, like I say, come by for the free review, have us go over things with you. And sometimes it pays to come in. because The Price is Right, number one, it's free. But number two...
Can't beat that.
Yeah, you know. The other part to this is that if you've got employer handbooks and benefits handbooks, and they talk about, as we were just discussing, long-term disability and short-term disability coverage that you may have access to through your employer, sometimes it's a good idea to come by and add that to what else you might want to talk with us about so that we can help you understand what those benefits will be. We had a caller during the break, Jamie, who brought up a very good point.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm always amazed at how good the phone calls are that we get because this was a really good call, and it had to do with employer benefits and had to do with one of the topics we've been discussing this morning, and that's long-term disability. And how important it is to pay attention at these group meetings as to exactly what the benefits are going to be or to ask questions about it.
Yeah.
In this particular case, the thing about long-term disability, you say, well, long-term disability, that's going to be a long, long time. The benefit is going to be for a long, long time. And sometimes that's kind of a relative term.
Yeah.
Because long-term disability benefits can be for a 2-year benefit. They can be for a 5-year benefit. They can be to age 65, or they can be lifetime. Those are typically the choices that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons that the long-term disability plans that you get through your employer tend to be less expensive is generally the benefits don't last as long as an individual policy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not unusual to see in a group setting benefit periods of 2 years or 5 years. And what they're intended to do is to get you through a time period so the family has time to adjust to the disability and get other things in motion.
Mm-hmm.
But if you thought that I was going to get a lifetime benefit and you end up receiving benefits and then they run out in 2 years, that can be a big shock to you.
Yeah, so please read your employee information or ask whoever it is at your company in the human resources department. If you have a payroll service that's supplying benefits, they have 800 numbers for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out what these benefits are and how long they last, all right? And then you can decide, well, you know, the spouse, let's say, has not been in the job market for many years, let's say. This happens a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got young children, the mom usually is the one who's staying home to help take care of those kids, so the dad's the breadwinner, could be vice versa, but most of the time that's what we see. And so if something happens to the primary breadwinner there, now this other person who's been out of the workforce for a long time is going to have to regroup, maybe get retraining, whatever, and go back out there. So the long-term benefits, if they do have a limit of time, like 2 years or 5 years, that gives that person the time to get something employment, right?
And to make adjustments to, like you said, one of the possibilities is to get retrained in another occupation.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things out there, but one of the options, you say, well, what do I do if it's only a 2-year benefit? One of the options out there is to go ahead and get an individual plan that would kick in after the group plan goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But you might ask, well, why would they only have a 2-year benefit period? Well, the reason for that is statistically what they see is the average length of time that a long-term disability lasts is 2.5 years. And the reason for that is, generally speaking, the person either passes away or they get retrained in a new job or they're back at work after 2.5 years. So that's the average length of time. So statistically, that's why those benefit periods are there, and that keeps the costs down. Now, one of the things to think about when it comes to individual policies, if you're going to buy a long-term disability policy, the longer the waiting period, the less expensive the premiums are.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another benefit of taking advantage of what you have at work and then adding your own individual coverage if you're concerned about it.
So, again, do check the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Ask questions.
Yep. It does pay you to ask questions about these kinds of coverages. Now, one of the things that, switching gears here, a lot of us have been looking at, you know, the stock markets have been pretty good this year. And certainly we've made some big strides since the years 2008, 2009, when we had that big washout back then. But, you know, things don't always go up. We all know that. So, Jamie, one thing that you have to do is say, well, how do I ride out the next storm that's going to come? Can I just sit back and say, I'm never doing this again? I'm going to sell everything. I'm going to just go to cash. You know, there are some people who, if it means sleeping at night, maybe that's what they need to do. But that's not necessarily for everybody, and particularly those of us who still have some time to go before retirement. We've got to build some asset base. So, you know, there are a lot of different theories about what you should do with stocks and bonds and all these other things.
Well, it's interesting, you know, that we talk about that because, you know, the markets in the last few years have been kind of a roller coaster. We've had some really, you know, we all remember still the big recession that we had and what happened to the markets at that point. But, you know, you got an article there where they talk about some options that you might think about when it comes to the market. And I bet you one of the options isn't stay out of the market.
No, but that wasn't one. Actually, this is a Wall Street Journal, CBS Market Watch article here, and they talk to a bunch of people who do nothing but think about this and do research on it. All right, day in and day out. And it's the one thing that could help you ride out any stock and stock market corrections. All right. They went to Nobel Prize winning people who are analysts and economists and stock portfolio managers, all this kind of stuff with all their theories. And, you know, it really boiled down to one thing. And in a word, it says, it was a diversified portfolio that helps
what
you
a shocker.
Ride out the future storms. Even the people who manage billions and billions and billions of dollars of investments for people, not just in this country, but worldwide. I mean, it was be diversified across different types of assets and different geographies, meaning different parts of the world that you might be investing in. So when you've got that international something or other stock or bond or mutual fund or whatever it may be, whether it's in your 401k, your IRA, brokerage accounts, any of that stuff, being distributed in a way that makes sense for you is really what makes the difference for people. And it's been shown time and time and time again. And they comment on that. So even when we were in the really horrible 2008-2009 period, when it looked like nothing would ever go up again, it was those who were actually more diversified that did do better, according to this article.
Well, the better you do at diversification, the theory is that that's going to reduce the amount of risk that you have. And that's why you try and do asset allocation and do diversify as much as you can to try and reduce the amount of risk that you have. But you can't eliminate all risk. The market's still going to go up. The market's still going to go down. And so there are some things in your portfolio that are going to go up. There are some of them that are going to go down. Mm-hmm. And so you just need to be aware of that. The less diversification you have, the theory is, the more risk you're going to have.
Yeah.
We see that all the time. Mm-hmm. And so what is your risk tolerance? How much risk are you happy with? I know that there are some people out there who love risk.
Yeah.
They're happy doing that.
Yeah, they're loving it, and they like that better than going to, you know, casinos and all that stuff. They just like playing that game.
Right.
Most of us don't like playing games.
Most of us do not like to
money.
Do that. We don't like to see the value of our portfolio go down. So most of us like to take a look and try and do some asset allocation. But it's kind of interesting. We never get any phone calls, you know, from when everything is up and nobody calls in and says, man, I'm so happy today. Everything's up. And we get the phone calls, of course, when you're concerned about what's happening with one particular thing in your portfolio. Mm-hmm. And that's normal. You know, one of the strategies that you might want to think about when it comes to stocks, you may have in your portfolio particular stocks that are down in value. But you really like the company, and that's why you bought it in the first place. Well, one of the strategies to think about in your portfolio is if you have a stock that's lost value and you still have cash in your portfolio, or you have stocks that have appreciated, maybe one of the things to do is to go ahead and buy more.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that you would do that is if you do that, you lower your average cost basis in that particular stock, and therefore when the stock starts correcting and going back up again because it's a good company and that's why you bought it, then you'll start making money sooner rather than having to wait to your original price that you paid for it.
Yeah, and you know, typically lately, these have been things like some of the energy companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they going to stay way down at where their lows were? No, they're still, they've already rallied up from there. So those of you who looked at it and said, well, wow, now it's in the bargain basement, I'm going to get in there. You know, now you've got a decision on, well, shall I take some profits right now and then wait for, you know, if there's another shakeout, do I go back and do it all over again? And so, again, there are different ways of looking at things. And still, you have to always remember, I think, that you being diversified across a lot of sectors and a lot of areas of the world
should help reduce some risk.
Yeah. By the way, there are no rules always about when do you take a risk and go out on a limb and start a whole new thing. You know, I'm going to come back, and when we come back from this break, Jamie, we can talk about six women who made it big after they were 40 years old. You know, all we ever hear about anymore, it seems like, especially on the Internet, is, you know, the tycoon who was the Internet genius who was 25 years old and made a bajillion dollars. Everybody who's under 30 who comes up with these great ideas, and now they're mega dollars, or they can be celebrities making huge amounts. Do you have to be one of those, or are you washed up after you hit 40? Wow.
Well, these are good stories to hear because it gives you hope as to things that can be done in almost any age in life. Reminds me of the story I just saw yesterday of the lady who just got done with one of the marathons, 92 years old, and set a personal best at 92 years old for finishing a marathon.
Wow.
There you go.
Yep. So never say never.
It'll be interesting to hear the stories about these six women.
Yeah, and you will recognize most of these names, by the way. So a little bit of uplifting stuff here as we're ending up this edition of The Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. And by the way, if you have a question and you really want to get it answered right now, here's our radio phone number. You can talk to us during the break. And that's 800-332-7888. 79. Don't be shy. Call up and ask your questions. We'll talk to you on the phone right now. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Do you need maintenance on your trailer? The Truck Center offers preventative maintenance on all types of trailers, large or small, to keep you safe and to save you money down the road. Plus, you can get DOT and safety inspections on your trucks, motorhomes, campers, and trailers. The Truck Center is your one-stop shop, and Brenham's full-service truck repair facility with certified mechanics on duty serving small and large trucks and trailers. Come see us. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5:30.
Join Friendly Country KWHI and Mary Jeanette from the Brenham High School 2015 graduation ceremonies on Saturday, June 6th at 8 p.m. This live broadcast from Cub Stadium is sponsored by Blinn College, Daystar Christian Bookstore, Brenham Office Supply, the MIC Group, Sonic Drive-In, Brenham Tire and Auto, and DDM Pipe and Steel. If you can't be there, you can still feel like you're there when you tune into Friendly Country KWHI with Mary Jeanette for the live broadcast of the Brenham High School graduation ceremonies this Saturday.
If you're looking for a great family vacation or just a weekend getaway for two, head to Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites on Galveston Island. Their beautifully landscaped property features two sparkling swimming pools and a view of the Gulf from every room. Take a sunset stroll on the beach, dine on spectacular Gulf seafood, and enjoy Galveston Island's rich history, or just relax by the pool. Casa Del Mar offers something for everyone with their 2- and 3-night weekday packages. Their friendly staff is dedicated to making sure your stay is relaxing and fun. So call 1-800-392-1205 or visit their website at casadelmar.com. CasaDelMarTX.com. Casa Del Mar is on the seawall, centrally located to all of the popular attractions, including Schlitterbahn Water Park, Moody Gardens, the Galveston Island Historic Pleasure Pier, and the Strand Historical Shopping District, and within walking distance of restaurants, shopping, and more. Whether you spend a day or an entire week, you'll see why guests return year after year to Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites, where service, value, and hospitality are guaranteed. Call 1-800-392-1205 or visit their website at CasaDelMarTX.com. Like Casa Del Mar on Facebook for extra summer savings.
In a world where Hollywood loves to reuse, recycle, and rehash the same old ideas, KWHI 1280 has the cure for your summer sequelitis. Summer sequelitis is the continuous rehashing of the same movie ideas year after year after year. KWHI will be sending lucky winners to some of the best vacation spots in Texas, like Moody Gardens in Galveston, the Whitewater Amphitheater in New Braunfels, Westwood Cinema 6 in Brenham, and the Houston Children's Museum. Yay! To cure your summer sequelitis, all you have to do is star in a KWHI 1280 movie game. Just be caller 6 at 836-9937 when you hear the call of the director. Roll, film, and action. You'll get to spin the wheel of Hunger Games. The spins continue and star in your own movie game. We'll also be giving away grand prize weekends with overnight stays at the T-Bar M Resort in New Braunfels and Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites on Galveston Island. Your summer sequelitis cure is brought to you by
Nathan's Barbecue and Discount Trees in Brenham, Kenny Store and Kenny, and Laura and Associates in Bryan and Brenham.
KWHI 1280 has the cure for your summer sequelitis.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team at Neil Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner. In the studio with me this morning, Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us. By the way, we do have podcasts now.
We do.
That you can access. Right now, you can go to KWHI.com, right?
Go to KWHI.com, look for the podcast, and look for the Money Makeover Show. And if you, for whatever reason, either you missed the whole show or you had to walk away and couldn't catch the whole show, you can catch up.
Mm-hmm. And again, most of our program today dealt with disability insurance coverage, both personal policies and, most commonly, the kind you can get through your employer.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, some really good information there. Please do check that out if you missed some of this. Or if you have somebody who's going through this, they might learn something as well by getting on and clicking that podcast at KWHI.com. Pretty soon we're going to have it on our own website.
Yep. So we're working on it.
We are. But other good information, though, as well on our website, which is MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. Well, I said that, you know, sometimes it's good to say, all right, maybe I've been doing this one thing in my life, or maybe I've had a couple of things going on. I've had one career and then another career. I've been plugging away at things. And a lot of times for women, that is very true. We have kids at home. We stop whatever we were doing for a while and come back to it later, or maybe start something new. There are six women in this article from MarketWatch. I've got MarketWatch on the brain today. But six women who made it successfully after they were 40. So just wanted to kind of leave you with something uplifting here in the last few minutes of the program. Vera Wang, big fashion designer, big fashion designer, stores clothing, especially bridal types of gowns and stuff, all over the place. I mean, you cannot go in a store without seeing something from Vera Wang.
I knew that.
Yeah,
no,
you
I
did.
Didn't.
No. You got it, Jamie. Okay. Yeah. Well, your wife knows who you're going to.
Probably so.
Yeah, she probably does. Long before she did any of this, a lot of people don't know she was a figure skater. She actually made it to some big U.S. national championships and all that stuff. Yeah, she went to college and did various things, and she actually ended up working at some of the magazines and stuff and talking about clothes, and started on working in underling positions with some fashion houses. But it wouldn't be until she was 40 years old and planning her wedding that she even entertained the idea of opening her own bridal boutique. So she finally did in New York City inside of one of the big hotels there. And, wow, that was the start of her. Now, she did get a little help from her dad. He gave her a loan. This happens, right? And she opened that boutique. And now, 15 years later, she has boutiques all over the world, including South Korea, Australia, you name it, Vera Wang. And she employs about 200 people. Now, here's an interesting one. Julia Child. She didn't even know how to cook until she was 36. 36 years old. Yeah. So her original ambition was to be a novelist, a writer. She submitted a few things around. Got some publishing. All right. World War II begins. She volunteered to be a new government intelligence agency research assistant. So she was working in that. She traveled all around the world transporting top secret documents. Did you know that about Julia Child? Yeah. After her husband was stationed in the embassy in Paris, she did a six-month cooking course, took the course at Le Cordon Bleu cooking school in Paris, and that kind of set everything in motion. They get back to the States. She starts doing cooking articles, gets on TV. The rest is history. Nina Zagat, the Zagat restaurant rundown and reviews and stuff. Well, she did the same thing. She was actually trained as a lawyer. Her husband's a lawyer. They're working in that stuff. And finally, she gets bored with this. And his job took him to Paris. She goes to the cooking school there and comes out with little articles about different restaurants. That's how Zagat Reviews got started. Yeah, well, and that didn't start for her until she was 40.
What's interesting about these stories is the fact that there are changes in life that you can't control sometimes.
Yeah.
And there is hope for things that you can possibly accomplish later on.
Yeah.
I mean, we had talked about disability. Maybe you can't do your old occupation, but maybe there's a whole new world out there for you. Absolutely.
Yeah. Toni Morrison, another one, a great writer from around here, right? Did some teaching of English at TSU and Howard University as well. Again, her career didn't take off until 40. And the last one I'm going to talk about, Lucille Ball. Just knocking around, doing some small bit parts and all. Then she and Desi Arnaz, the rest of that was history. So don't give up.
Don't give up.
There you go. Thanks a lot for being with us. We'll see you back here
Monday.
All righty.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com.